Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Beck.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
And today we're serving up chaos on a plate.
We are.
But
who's excited?
I'm so excited. You know, we did this episode back in December of 2024.
Isn't that long ago?
It was that long ago. Jeez. And I had to re-watch the episode before we did this one, so I didn't have any repeats. We're
Same.
Ridiculous, you guys.
We are ridiculous no matter what.
Right?
I thought it was so funny, though, like, because when I went back and watched it, that I had to preface, like, before the episode started, that I was stone cold sober. I do not believe I was stone cold sober by the end of the episode, but the beginning, I was. And Lindsay said that she was as well. It was really funny.
But anyway, we're here. New week. Did everyone have a nice weekend?
It was fine.
It was fine.
It was good.
I actually finished a book, and I'll tell you about that in Book of the Week, but that was a big deal. Like, it wasn't a work project book. It was
an
actual book for me.
That has been hard for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, my weekend was not bad. Like, the boy had his friends over last night. So the girl and I for a sleepover because his birthday is on Wednesday. And so they were playing their Warhammer nerdiness downstairs. And since my bedroom is gigantic, we have a living room in my bedroom. And so we watched 10 Things I Hate About You last night and Legally Blonde.
Fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was thinking about movies the other day, and 10 Ways to Lose a Guy.
Oh, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I just love that book.
She watched that movie not too long
it's
ago,
so
too.
It's so fun.
Like, I walked into the bedroom because I don't remember why she was upstairs. But I was like, did you meet the dog yet? She's like, no. And like 10 minutes later, it popped up on screen. I was like, look how ugly that thing is. She's like, it is real weird.
It is a real weird dog. Lindsay, how was your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah. So Friday, I met some people to get ice cream. We thought, you know, it's been like super hot here the last few weeks. Of course, it was cold on Friday.
Always.
I don't feel bad for you that it was cold.
No, it's been so warm. And by cold, it was like 60 degrees. Not even anything.
Yeah.
I went to the rodeo last night.
Oh, that's fun.
Really exciting. I've wanted to go to like see the professional bull riding for a couple years since like we saw amateur bull riding, and was like, I wonder if it's better when they're better.
Well, okay. Also, I think we have to talk about the fact that it's opening week for baseball.
Yes. I took off on Thursday early from work. And now
that was
a permanent beef with Whataburger, because I was like, I'm going to get burgers and fries. Charlie and I are going to meet at home. We're going to have lunch on the couch and watch the baseball game. And it's going to be so great because baseball's back. And then Whataburger ruined my plan. They took so long that I missed first pitch. Permanent beef.
Yeah. Also, last year, I believe, Charlie did not engage the MLB ticket at the beginning of the season.
He was gone, and he didn't subscribe. And I was home alone, and I was like, my guy, like, where's the MLB? Like, can I watch this game? How can I do this? And he's like, oh, yeah, I haven't subscribed yet. And I was like, you fix it. You fix it right now.
So was it subscribed to in time for opening day this year?
Yes. And MLB is going to make me big mad because, like, they're doing this new streaming thing where, like, the first opening game, which was the Yankees and Giants, was on Netflix. So you could only watch it if you had Netflix. So I, who have no streaming services whatsoever.
Oh, so you have to hop around them.
I had to get Netflix.
I wonder what the boy was talking about.
And then tonight, like, the Sunday night games are all on Peacock.
Oh.
Yeah, and they have a
For the
real
streaming
weird
services,
song.
they're like doing like primetime games when you're like able to actually watch the games. So like you're basically like the games that are during the week that you can't really watch are on MLB TV, and then everything else. So Charlie said somebody calculated, and if you wanted to watch all of the Yankee games this year, it would cost $800.
That's
Because of all the
insane.
streaming services.
Yes.
Plus the MLB ticket.
So we are lucky. So our T-Mobile, we can get the MLB stuff for free. So the boy is like, he has been counting down because you couldn't sign up for it until opening day. And so he is like counting down. So like he's riding home on the bus and is like, we need this right now. And then I need like the access to all the streaming stuff. And I'm like, buddy, like I am at work. Like I cannot do this right now. He's like, send me the passwords. They're on your phone.
Jen
I've 100%
Ellen,
been like that.
Jen Ellen would like to know, Lindsay, what are your thoughts on the strike zone replay thingy? I'm so technical, she says.
I know that made me laugh.
What are our thoughts?
I think it's really needed, honestly. Like the umps make such bad calls, and like what it does is it kind of standardizes the strike zone. But the way they implemented it is in a way where like you can challenge when it matters. You have to be kind
There's
of
stipulations to it.
strategic about it. Yeah. So I don't think it's a bad thing, but at the same time, I like that I definitely like that they're doing it because there's been some really stupid calls in the sport that have been like every pitch can matter, and there have been some like really stupid calls. And then like the other day, Charlie was saying that like, and he was watching the Yankee game, and he said that he one of the hitters like challenged, I guess it was Aaron Judge, he like challenged a pitch that was like called a strike, and it was actually a ball, and he won the challenge and it was a ball, and because it got him an extra pitch for his at bat, he wound up hitting a home run. So like it has like implications to where it can change outcomes in the games. And I think that's like really where the frustration was coming from, because like the umps are so subjective. Like some of them have like the tiniest ever strike zone. And then the others, it's just like literally like, do you have a strike zone? Like, is everything a strike?
Yeah, and that's the thing, it's always kind of subjective,
Yeah.
like
It's
ump to
kind of,
ump.
yeah.
But I feel like it's kind of the same way when they add an instant replay into baseball, like it's kind of adapting and changing the game as a whole.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's also trying, like, one of the things they're really trying to do, like, it's been a pitcher's era for a while. So, like, the games have been not as hitting forward. So, a lot of the changes they've made have actually been to, like, shorten the time of the game, but also bring more action to it. So, like, they've made the bases bigger. That's a big thing. Easier to steal bases, easier to, like, get on base because it's, like, super big, but, like, guess it matters. And it's been
Yeah.
a like a noticeable difference. And then like they've done away with like extra innings, and the like you used to on a normal Tuesday could watch an 18 inning baseball game, and that doesn't happen anymore. And then like the pitch clock, like the pitchers hate it, but I really like it because
Well,
like,
because it doesn't draw, like, it shortens things up at the
yeah.
same
Well, it
time.
tightens the game because honestly, I'm sure MLB is losing. These stadiums are losing money. People are bored by the fifth inning, and so they're going home. They're not staying. They're not eating. They're paying less in parking, and or they're just not coming because I don't have time for 18 innings on a Tuesday. And Jen Ellen comments that she saw people complaining about the Netflix coverage. Netflix is going to do the NFL games this year. But I mean, honestly, NFL has been doing this for a minute because they're on Fox, they're on CBS, they're on
Yeah, NFL, it depends on the
NBC,
day of the
they're
week.
on Prime. They're all over the place. So it's, everybody wants to get their bag, and good for them, but it sucks as a consumer sometimes because you
Yeah,
have to hit or
it's
pick.
really not fan friendly.
No, it's
No.
not fan friendly at all.
And it really, I think, is like, it's going to disincentivize a lot of people from being a fan, especially when like there's a lot of talk about them doing like a big strike next year and a salary cap. And basically, like, they're going to mess up the whole baseball world because of the
Again.
Dodgers. So, it's going to be
Again, yeah.
fantastic. And at the end of the day, like, I just get mad. I used to be a really big hockey fan. Like, I used to just love hockey as a whole. And then when they had the strike, I just But
I
I've
also
never followed
think
it the same.
things like the minor leagues, the you know, the next tier down teams, you know, the tickets are more friendly, they're more inning
Well, the
friendly.
games are more engaging at
Yeah.
times too.
So I get it. Okay. So let's get on with our episode before my eyes completely glaze over as we go sports. So I want to start by saying I felt inspired to bring this episode back. One, I needed something fun and joyful. It's just right now it's the theme, guys. I need joyful. This
I
feels
think a lot of people
joyful.
need joyful.
And last week I was watching TikTok and
Last one does.
somebody asked a question on the TikTok. If you could have dinner with only one Muppet, it can be a Fraggle, it can be a Sesame Street, it can be a Muppet Show Muppet or a Muppet Movie Muppet. What Muppet would you want to have dinner with?
Are you
Miss
asking us
Piggy,
now?
hands down.
Oh,
Well,
you've
wait, Lindsay, who is it hands down?
Miss Piggy, she
Miss
said.
Piggy? She's glamorous.
She is.
What about you, Leah? Who's your
Mine is Gonzo,
Gonzo?
because I like Gonzo.
I like Gonzo.
Who is yours?
Well, I'm gonna get to that here in a second.
Oh, is he in?
He is on.
So she asked us in the. So Amanda, Becky, and I have a Bookcase Media chat that we talk about, like the.
It's work
It's
stuff.
all work stuff. It's
Yeah,
not
it's
fun
boring.
stuff. But
It's
she
never
asked this
anything
question.
good.
I mean, sometimes it's good things, but it's all work related.
Yeah.
But Amanda picked animal because she really wouldn't have to do anything.
I mean, he'd carry that whole conversation. It's, yeah, Jen Ellen says Miss Piggy.
Ooh, Beaker, that's a good one.
Beaker, the Swedish Chef.
Yeah, but
I mean,
there's.
Dr. Honeydew and Beaker. I see that. I see Dr. Honeydew. It's really funny to think about the Muppets because I was a Muppet Show kid. Have you
I like the
watched
Muppets.
the new version? It's just it's Seth Rogen is the executive producer.
I haven't seen it, but I do like the Muppet movie with
And
Jason Segel in it.
it's just really cute. It's really fun. I was a Muppet my every Friday night, my parents we would eat popcorn and we'd watch the Muppet Show. And then I loved the Muppet movies. And I was a Sesame Street kid, so I love
Do
Muppets.
you remember when they did like the Muppets, but it was like the baby version of them?
Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
Yes. I love
It
that.
was such a fun cartoon. It's just fun. So I was like, oh, you know what we
You
haven't
need
done in a
fun.
minute? Let's do Hear Me Out, Cake, because we need fun.
We do
So
need fun.
it's time for Hear Me Out, Cake. We will confess the most questionable, unhinged, why are you like this, fictional, inanimate object crushes.
Mine are not that bad this time. I'm just putting it
Okay.
out there.
The ones that make your friends pause and then slowly back away. No judgment, no shame, just vibes, and deeply concerning tastes and things. So grab your fork, prepare your out argument, and get ready to say the most dangerous words in our fandom. Hear me out. So let us just start right away with Lindsay.
I didn't follow any of the rules. Well, there are no rules.
I
I
was
was
gonna
gonna
say,
say
what
what?
rules,
But
Lynx?
okay, I
What
told you guys
rules?
before, I did like more of a philosophical approach, and like none of mine are
She went
people
nerd
except my
mode.
honorable mentions.
It's fine. Just give us your first one.
What is your first one?
Doing
Joy.
things that bring you joy, especially when it feels extra hard.
I
That
like it.
is, you know, it's hard to do that. And in a hear me out, you have to remember.
Well,
And
it's
it's
kind of
something.
like I feel like Lynn's is kind of mixing the hear me outs and the achievement cakes that we've been
Oh,
seeing.
yeah. We could have
Yeah,
done achievement cake.
possibly. I haven't seen that.
I'll send you
But
some
like
new
there's
ones.
this blog post. I'll send it to you, Becky, and you can include it in the notes. But like the blog post talks about like practicing max enthusiasm and just like thinking about like all the things that are happening in your day-to-day life that like or is a really big deal. And like for me, like one of the things is like that I actually can go and buy coffee when I want to. Like if I wanted to go buy coffee every day, like I could do that. Like I could spend my discretionary funds that way. But I don't, but like there was a time in my life where like I couldn't even buy one cup of coffee out without like
Stressing
basically
out about it.
without
Missing a
ruining
meal.
your budget or
Yeah.
no, it is, and I think that's something that we don't always talk about, that doing the things that bring you joy when you need it the most matter the most. And it's just like, I remember when Christopher was really sick, and people constantly ask you, what do you need? What can we do for you? I have no freaking clue. In that moment, I can't think past that. But you know, that joyful cup of coffee on my doorstep with a text that says, hey, I just dropped you off some coffee. Today, my friend Morgan dropped me off a really cute t-shirt. She's like a ninja. The dogs do not bark when Morgan drops it off. And it was just joyful. You know, it says support your local library. It's really super cute.
Well, because they did the t-shirt thing at
They
the bookstore
did
this
at the bookstore,
weekend.
yeah. So it's just, but finding joy and celebrating joy is not easy. And so it's a good reminder. And I think it's something that people need to hear us out on. So good one, Lindsay. I think that's a
It
great
is a
one.
good one. I think you,
That is what,
philosophical is the way to go, apparently.
yeah. And this sets the tone for all of mine because they're all under this vein and I
I
made
think
them
they're
giant, so you
perfect.
won't be able to see my face at some point.
It'll be perfect.
But yeah, this is why this one's number one.
What do you got, Leah?
Okay, hear me out. The Beast from Beauty and the Beast. The OG asshole.
He is
Now,
kind of a
and also
dick.
I have a cinnamon roll because that's what we have right now.
There you go. I do have a
There he
chocolate
is.
cake. I had the Walmart delivery bring it tonight.
Well, I got the cookie cake for the boy's birthday, but I made the boy cinnamon rolls this morning. So,
So
but yeah.
nice.
And also, I use a TV tray for my desk right now. So you can't see my cake
So, in
holder.
the vein, in the Muppet that I would have dinner with, hear me
Okay.
out, Grover.
Oh, that's a good one.
Grover, he's so sweet.
He
He's
is so
loyal.
sweet.
He's trying hard even when it goes sideways.
He tries hard, though.
He panics and is weirdly endearing, and there's just something about Grover that is joyful. So. Okay, Lindsay, what do you got?
Lenguo acrylic gel pens. But I also have my bucket of them.
I wondered if there was going to be a pen on the list because Lindsay loves her
She
pens.
does like a
And I
pen.
wrote all of these in one of them. I have 300 of these guys.
300 pens or
300.
300 joyful things?
No, 300 of those
Lenguo
pens.
acrylic gel pens.
Okay. I mean, a good pen.
I like a
They're
nice
really
pen.
great pens. They have a clicky version. They have a thick 1 millimeter version. They have these tiny little ones that are like
Do they
0.5.
dry out very easily though, or do they
They're like ink.
last?
They're acrylic ink. So like you have to sometimes like they take a little bit to activate, but they write so
Oh, it's
smooth,
almost like a
so
chalk
clear.
pen where it's like you have to
It's
like
like
pump the
paint and
pen.
it'll draw on different surfaces. Like it's not just on paper.
I'll have to look into those for the girl. She likes a good like painting pen.
Jen Ellen says, oh my God, I love a nice pen.
It's so great. The clicky ones.
I love a clicky pen.
I like a felt tip.
Okay, Leah, what is your next one?
Okay, hear me out. The Hulk, but only the Mark Ruffalo version.
You don't like Edward Norton?
I do, but Mark Ruffalo is better for me because there's just because Edward Norton's Hulk is like, and his Bruce Banner is very intense. Mark Ruffalo's is kind of a bumbling idiot at times, and he's just very endearing. Like he's not. When he is Bruce Banner, he's not this like really intense character. He's just very sweet and kind, and then he's the Hulk, and it's like a whole other thing. And honestly, like I really enjoy Edward Norton and his more gray characters, or
Yeah.
rather more of like black characters than anything else. So,
Jenny says
but
She-Hawk. So,
yeah.
okay. So, my next one is Jay from the TV show Ghost. Does anybody watch Ghost?
I love that show.
So, Jay is the husband. The wife can see, talk to ghosts.
Jay just goes
And
along with it
Jay
all.
just goes along with it. He's supportive and funny and lovable. He like just
he
goes
communicates
with
them even though he can't, they can't communicate with him.
Yeah, and he's so invested in the ghost's life. Mm-hmm. And husband material, like ideal husband material, totally supports his wife's off the wall craziness.
And the fact that like they just bought this inn and like are gonna do their the B&B and do their thing.
Yeah, I just love Jay from Ghost. I think he is the perfect like husband, voice of reason, but totally supportive.
But also not a voice of reason.
But also not a voice of reason. Karen says Flower is her favorite. I love Flower.
Ooh, Flower is a good one. I like Flower.
And Thor. Anyway. Okay, Lindsay, what's next?
Tiramisu, cold foam, cold brew.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, you know what? I can send Becky a recipe. You can.
Why does Becky get the recipe and I don't?
Because she can put it in the notes and everybody can have it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, so I've been wanting to make a tiramisu cold foam. So please do send it because I've tried and I didn't quite get it right. But the other one I tried, the other day I tried taking the pre-made Philadelphia cream cheese cheesecake.
Okay.
With a little bit of half and half and whipped it together. And then I had to add a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of salt. But after that, it was pretty decent.
So like a cream cheese cold
brew. Cheese cold brew.
I made it kind of like a whipped cream and then I watered it down. So I did like a 1-to-1 ratio with mascarpone, literally mascarpone in the cold brew, and then heavy cream. And then I like mixed that to a consistency and then I added milk, like just normal milk to like make it the right cold foam.
Oh, it sounds really good.
And then you just put the cocoa powder on top and then you put the ladyfinger on top and then it melt like it. It's like a single serving of tiramisu with your coffee. It's so great.
Sounds delicious.
Now I want coffee.
In bulk. Like you can prepare a whole container of it so you don't have to. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
I've been experimenting with my matcha and my matcha flavors lately. So that's where I'm at.
That real fruit syrup stuff makes a huge difference.
There's these pure syrups where it's like thick syrup and they're called real
fruit. Like strained
but
fruit,
it's like a fruit macerated. It's a fruit blend essentially, and I told Becky to get them because they taste so good like in matchas and teas, and you can really I put them in like our slush, like our margarita slushies when we have those, like it's really good.
So good. Okay, Leah, what's your next hear me out?
My next hear me out is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because have you heard the man talk?
I mean, he's a good one. Didn't you have Sean Connery as Dr. Indiana Jones Senior?
Yes.
Last time?
I mean, I do like a silver fox, people. Look at him.
Apparently the octogenarians need to watch out for Leah.
Wow. So have you guys seen where he was on Jimmy Kimmel? Morgan Freeman was on Jimmy Kimmel and they did like helium, but his voice is still very deep with the helium. Like,
but he doesn't even like his voice. He doesn't think he talks great. I'm like,
he doesn't. He's like, I don't understand what the big deal is.
Dude, anyway. Okay. My next one, Alan Cummings.
Ooh, that's a really good
one. I love traitors. We all know this, but he is charisma with a wicked sparkle in his eye. He knows exactly how dangerous charm can be. He's elegant, theatrical, and just the right amount of chaos. And I loved him in Cabaret. Like, he's just one of those.
I enjoy his X-Men character, too.
He's so good.
He's very versatile. I think that's one of the big things about him. He's such a versatile actor.
And I tune into Traitors simply for his outfits these days.
I mean, they are fantastic.
They are fantastic. They make the whole show. Okay, Lindsay, what do you got next?
Bullfighting.
Go for it, Lindsay. Last time it was rugby thighs. This time it's bullfighting.
Dude,
You went to the rodeo.
Dude era came out.
It's okay. It happens.
15 again. No, we went to the rodeo and I was like nervous because I got the cheap seats, and I was like, they can't be that bad. They're 5 feet from like the expensive seats. So I was like,
How bad could that be?
how bad could that be? It was phenomenal. Like, it was not bad at all. The seats were great, but like, I didn't realize that there was like a whole like their intermission at the rodeo. Like, it was just bull riding, but their intermission was bull fighting. These people are crazy.
They are.
They are literally just like letting a bull charge at them and running away from a bull. And one of them got headbutted by the bull and just like walked off like he was fine. And I was like, this like 3 minute intermission worth all the money, worth every penny. Like, the whole entire ticket. I love the bull riding, but I really, really love the bull fight. Like, I'm.
Love that.
It broke my brain.
Leah, what is your next one?
Okay, so I'm sticking with the age range for this next one, and I have Kurt Russell as Santa Claus from the Christmas Chronicles.
He's a
I
good one. loved him as that Santa.
He was
He's
a good
such a
Santa.
good Santa, but
He
honestly,
was.
like, have you been seeing his like new like press tour with him and his son Wyatt?
Well,
Like,
Mike's watching
just
that series and
yeah,
he loves
I
it.
just think it's so great, and he's just one of those like wholesome like human beings that you just can't be drawn
He's
to him, but
such a dad. He's just a dad.
he's such a dad, but he's like such a sweet dad, though. Like, it's like when Stellan Skarsgård starts talking about like his multiple children, but he's just such a good Santa, and she's a good Miss.
Skarsgård would have been a good one too.
He would have, but I didn't do him
You didn't.
this. Maybe next time.
Old man on your cake.
I'll put
Okay.
him right there.
My next one. Tacos. Do I really need to explain this to anybody?
No, you don't need to.
This is one of those meals you can always eat. I can always eat tacos.
So,
No, we
speaking
do
of
not need to eat them only on Tuesday, Mike Burrier. We can eat tacos every day, all day. I honestly, they're just comfort. Like, why are they so good all the time? Even a bad taco is a good taco.
It really is. 'Cause sometimes, honestly, you just need a bad taco. So Michael tonight was like, "What do you want for dinner?" He's like, "We can make tacos," but I feel like that's like the fallback. I'm like, because they're easy.
It
And who
is.
doesn't
If
like
you
a
have nothing
taco?
else to make, we make tacos.
We eat tacos probably every other week, if not once a week. Well, it's every other because we don't really eat dinner together very often, but
Yeah, tacos are also so versatile. You can just
yes.
change the taco to like a potato or a
The
rice or another
filling,
base, and
yeah.
all of a sudden it's not even the same meal at all, but it's a
Like,
taco. Like,
honestly, you can literally put anything in a taco shell.
you can.
There's just something great about tacos. Okay, Lindsay, what's next?
This one is going to be real fiery for some people. A lot of people. All of you. Only buying your favorite book in a series.
Oh.
Lindsay,
No.
are you
Yeah.
trying to like cause a fight?
I am.
That's just them fighting
That's
words.
terrible advice. Buy
It's
all the
the worst
series.
advice. Though. It's not though, because you know what?
Somebody's
Like,
budget friendly and somebody is not.
no, it's also just like space friendly and just like it's so expensive to buy books, and there's so many books in like the world of books. They're just like, things are expensive, y'all.
You're right.
And then, like,
It's not that you're
buying a
not
whole
right.
series.
We just can't follow that advice.
No, if you love an author and you want to support an author, I think that's great. That means you love every book in the series. Like, everybody has their own definition of that. But like, I'm not a person who loves every book in a series. And I was looking recently at like, with as like all the covers have been coming out and all the authors have been
Multiple covers for
converting
everything.
and like their indie covers have gone away. I don't have all of these series completed. Like, I have like first three or like just one or two. I have like a very mixed shelf. So like, as they've done that, I've had to think like, is it worth it to me to buy the series? And it's like, well, now that I have like some distance from the series, it's like I love the series as a work itself, but I only really want the
This
books that
book.
I have. Or sometimes I've found that like I don't even like all the books that I have, and I'm like, maybe I'm gonna just get rid of these.
You're a very mature person, Lindsay.
You are way more mature than us.
Because I have
Clearly,
books
it
and
doesn't
series
come
I
with
don't even
age.
like. Leah, what do you
That's
got?
not true. Hear me out. Captain Von Trapp.
Seriously, do you just have a daddy cake?
No. My next one, I'll be a cartoon. He's just, it's so grumpy,
He
but then he's
is.
not.
He's kind of an asshole.
Clearly, I have a type.
This is news to no one.
There he is.
Okay, my next one. Mr. Chow from The Hangover. He is wildly unhinged, unpredictable, somehow impossible to ignore every second he's on screen. He is pure chaos in human form. And have you seen interviews where he talks about this character?
I
And
love watching interviews with him because he's
basically, he
so
just started talking in
nonsense.
nonsense. Like, he's like, they weren't real words. They were words my wife yells at me. And I'm like, okay.
I love when he talks about his wife, though, too.
Well, you know what? And he's such a good guy because I saw him on the red carpet for the Actor Awards last weekend. And he was part of nominated for K-pop Demon Hunter. And the way he talk, because he plays the manager of the girls in the show, and the way he talks about the three girls that are the singers, and that he just feels very protective of them, and he just loves them, and he wants only the best for him. And it's like, dude, and do you know he's a real doc? He has like a medical
He
doctor.
was an MD
Yeah.
and like was trying to break into show business while he was practicing.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I love him. I love him. I also think this is such a great character. It makes the whole movie.
It really does. That movie would not be the same without him.
Mr. Chow. Okay, Lindsay, what do you got?
Bingo.
I love Bingo.
I do too, and I've started
My
a
God, I love
cult
it
with
so
my
much.
friends at our local brewery 2 times a month. I quit my bowling league and we
Now
go
you
to
go Bingo.
bowling night or bingo night at the brewery. It's free. So you go on Mondays and Tony, shout out to Tony, who doesn't even listen to our podcast, who's our
He doesn't
bingo
need to know that,
caller.
though.
He has made it so fun. He has made it absolutely fun, like the craziest fun. They give away t-shirts, and when he gives away t-shirts, the grand prize, he always gives the option of the one that he is wearing with a strip tease, which is hilarious. But he has like a walk-up song. It's
This
just really
sounds wonderful.
fun. It's, just so fun. I have my own daubers, like a rainbow daubers. I'm thinking about getting a t-shirt to celebrate. They have a baseball jersey that the brewery sells, and I'm like, I really want this baseball jersey, and I want to put like bingo across the back and then do like 069
That would
as
be
a
a good one.
number.
Perfect.
Oh,
Perfect.
anyway,
I love bingo.
really have been going for about 6 months, haven't won at all.
But it's the fun.
You know, they give me pity stickers, and then last like 2 or 3 times ago, they gave me pity pints. Like a
They
pity
gave you a
pint
pint of
glass.
beer
No, a free pint glass to take home.
because you don't win.
No, never.
Oh my God, that's
Not
so
once.
funny.
I would like a pity pint, I mean,
Yeah,
honestly.
same.
I was pretty happy about it, but yeah, I call it the pity pints.
That's so funny.
I said that
They
I've
want you to keep
convinced my
coming
friends to
back, that's
go. There's a
why.
group of us that goes. If anybody comes to visit me, I'm taking you to bingo on a Monday night.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, Leah, what do you got?
She-Ra.
You had her last time.
No, I did not. I had Miss Frizzle last time, and it was not She-Ra. It was somebody else because I looked.
Okay. I think you had her last
I
time.
had Miss Frizzle in her dresses last time, but
Okay.
She-Ra.
It's a good
I think
one.
I had maybe Gem last time. I don't
Maybe.
know. I
Okay.
do like my 80s cartoons.
You do. Mine is Nibbles Maplestick. He is the beaver, or they are the beaver, the non-binary beaver from Zootopia 2.
I
He's
haven't
so
watched that
cute.
one
Bub,
yet.
bub,
I
bub,
haven't
bub,
seen it
bub,
either.
bub, 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 bub. That's how we talk. That's how they talk.
I'll have to
So,
watch that because I haven't
and
seen it yet.
they are voiced by a comedian. Her first name is Fortune. If you saw her, you'd know exactly.
Oh, I love her.
Yes. So I love she her. Voices Nibbles Maplestick.
She's so funny.
And but really just fantastic. Just really funny.
Zootopia is such a fun, like,
it is. World. And there's so many good characters. I probably should have just done Zootopia too. But also, who doesn't love the name Nibbles Maplestick?
It is really good.
So cute.
Okay, Lindsay, what do you got?
Removing social media apps from your phone. I did this at the beginning of February, and they won't be coming back.
Yeah, you said you feel way much better about it.
I don't feel like the same person. I only go on social media on my iPad. My phone usage is way down. Oh, this is probably why I don't respond to text messages anymore.
You do fine.
I'm not constantly.
I have my social media on my phone and I don't always respond to text messages.
No. And it's really good because, like, I have to intentionally seek it out. And because of, like, that barrier now to access, like, I'm very intentional about it. And it's like, oh, I don't actually care about going on there. Like, why am I going to do this? So, like, I'll go on there, like, maybe once or twice a week. It's been really crazy, like, how
liberating.
Just, like, how much, like, I mean, you know, like, how it's designed to capture your attention and keep it, but, like, how much time, and then especially, like, stress differences, like, I think just, like, the constant stimulation gives, I found that, like, just not looking at it all the time, like, even though I had a very weird relationship with social media. I would punish it if it showed me things I didn't want to see. So, like, if I saw things in my feed I didn't want, I wouldn't go on there for, like, a day. And then if I saw it again, I'd be like, well, we're going to take a break for a few days. I wasn't very nice to it anyway.
No, but that's probably the better way to, like, to deal with it. It's just...
Yeah, it wound up creating, like, a situation where my feeds were very much, like, cultivated to exactly what I wanted to see on the internet. But
the stress, and you probably feels better. Yeah.
You're, like, constantly inundating yourself with, like, basically information that your brain has to process, which translates into stress for me because I use my brain all day at work and my brain wants a break.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
It's, like, really.
It's probably your mental health is probably doing better than the rest of ours for that.
Mm-hmm. I recommend it. Just try it for a week. It will change your life. You might not ever put it back on your phone like me.
Yeah, probably not wrong.
Do it.
Okay, Leah, what do you got?
Well, staying in the Zootopia world, I have Mr. Nick Fox. He is not quite what he seems, and he wants you to think he's a bad guy, but he really isn't. He has a sweet underbelly and really is a caring fox.
Yeah. Okay.
He's so cute.
I have.
And he's Jason Bateman, so that
I
helps.
Have another cartoon. Tom Nook from Animal Crossing. He looks cute. He looks cuddly. But he's actually the king of cozy capitalism, and it might be in a mop. Or he might be like a bad business person. He gets you to his island.
What is he?
A raccoon?
Well, it's hard to tell.
He's very cute for a mobster.
He lures you to this island for this chance for a better life and to live in paradise on this island. But the only money that's good money is the money he makes. He controls the store where you can sell things to make money. He forces you to clean the island. You get raided based on how clean your island is. He sparingly gives you tools to do better. He makes you add villagers. So it's kind of like a cult leader, actually. Maybe Tom Nook's a cult leader. I don't know. But he's freaking adorable.
Sounds more like a cult leader
than the
mom. And
I'm slightly obsessed with him. AKA I play too much Animal Crossing. But Michael has me beat this week in hours on Poketopia.
What's Poketopia?
It's a Pokemon game.
It's
Oh.
Pokemon meets Minecraft meets Animal Crossing. So he's building a world of Pokemon and he
Which is
loves it.
why they were naming all these Pokemon when you showed up tonight.
There's nothing wrong with Pokemon.
I didn't say there was. I raised a child who plays Warhammer voluntarily. Like, nerd exists in my life.
Okay, what you got next, Lindsay? Two, four, six, seven. We got
I
three
have three
more, right?
left. I have three left too. I
Okay.
have two honorable mentions if we need more. So mine is Jury Duty, the TV show. We started watching this and I laughed so hard I cried at this one part that's about Chance, the guy.
Who is in Jury Duty?
No one famous.
Yeah,
Wait,
there is
James
someone famous
Marsden.
on
It's like
it.
a fake documentary. It's like an office style humor compared to
Oh.
Jury Duty. And they get sequestered. And I think, I can't remember, but one of the guys
James
goes to jury
Madsen.
duty with chair pants. He's got crutches attached to his pants. I laughed so hard for like 5 minutes straight because it was so ridiculous. The whole thing is so ridiculous.
Haven't watched
Sometimes
that.
ridiculous is good. It's
Leah,
been so good. Like,
what do you
I
got?
love the humor. It's so silly. Yeah.
Jenny says Company Retreat's great too, which is kind of the same thing in the same vein.
Love to check that out.
We got Leah.
Okay. I have Brady from Riley Edwards' Triple Canopy series. He is a very damaged boy who loves hard and but doesn't want to love hard. And he is like cannot accept love. But he is delightful. And Chase, who is the model, is also very pretty.
There you go. Okay, for me, for this one, I'm going with an anti-hero,
Oh,
Eric
nice.
Killmonger from Black Panther 2, played by Michael B. Jordan, which Michael B. Jordan, I don't, there's no hear me out on him. Like,
No.
sir.
I'll
Sir.
pass.
But I think what I like about Killmonger's character and the way he does it is the passion, the intensity. The conviction, he could absolutely argue someone into falling for him. He definitely has levels of, like, when you meet him, I could fix him. Like, he's a project, but I love a project. Anyway, what do you got, Lindsay?
Pretty, you could just let him be bad.
You could just let him be bad.
Leave him be. Sticker collecting as an adult.
Yes!
No.
Let's normalize it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, no, not even, Leah. The answer is only yes. But
I have
hear
a
me
sticker
out.
book.
Do you not see these gorgeous stickers Becky has sent us for like years? Like,
No, I
how
have them
old?
all in a box. They collect. Like, I have
Was I on
so
the
many
phone with you the
stickers.
other day when I was putting stickers in my sticker book and you're like, what are you even doing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Probably. I probably said
And
it
I
with
was like,
disdain
I'm
as
putting
well.
stickers in my sticker book and you're like, whatever. You're kind of a judgy
I
bitch.
like the stickers. They're very adorable, but they just
Oh, it was Bonnie. I
accumulate.
was on the phone with Bonnie.
Well, good to know Bonnie and I are the same.
Both of you are judgy bitches. It's fine.
I am
Okay.
the first to admit that I'm a judgy bitch and I'm okay with that.
Okay,
I
Leah.
listen and I do
You
judge.
do
There's
judge. What do
nothing
you
wrong
got?
with that. I know.
What's sticker collecting?
Okay, I have Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. He's a little harsh. He is loyal and loving and intense. And he could use a good shower, but I'm okay with him a little dirty. But there's just something about his character, and he
Hear me
just
out. I love you, but you need a shower.
he's literally the best character in that whole series. In the movies.
Stacy agrees with you.
Yeah. He's
Can
just
I?
there's just something about him. And I mean, they cast this character so freaking well. Like, I don't think that Aragorn would be what he is if it was not for Viggo Mortensen. There's just something about him.
My next one is a full bakery case. when you go to the bakery and there are cakes and cannolis and cookies and
Oh, I want a cannoli.
like a full bakery case, there is nothing, there is no better way to my heart than a full bakery case. Anyway, a little
Yeah, it's
ridiculous,
always
I
really
know.
sad when you go and it's empty and you're like,
Or it's
Or they have
like a
weird.
sad, it's like a sad bakery case where
Yeah,
it's like
like,
weird things.
I don't really want just a blueberry muffin. I want a freaking scone and I want
Yeah.
a brownie. And anyway, a full bakery case.
Yeah, we have a lot of really bougie bakeries here,
Okay,
and
good.
like they are open basically until they sell out. So like the full bakery case, like when you go and the bakery case is still full, meaning like they have all their
It's very
flavors,
exciting.
it's like the most exciting because like
The
then
most. It's
we
like Christmas
spend
morning.
my
Yep.
sister and I spent $100 on pastries when that happened to us. And our husbands were super judgy about it, and then they were like, we're gonna eat them all now.
Shut up, husbands.
Yeah, they don't get to judge if
Right?
you want the cake.
Lindsay, what do you got?
Heist romances.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. We need more of
We
them.
do need
Yeah,
more. Like this goes back to like all my favorites. Like so many of my favorites, like the actual books that I own are like there's a lot of heist romances. Like Anna Hackett has that whole series, The Billionaire Heist, and then like At Star's End, I just read that. I just read that. I was buddy reading it with Merritt, and it's got like the heisty vibes. It's more of like a treasure hunt type thing, but it's definitely got like heist vibes. Like Banana Pants by Penny Reed has like heist vibes. Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo, that actually got me like back into reading a while ago, like
I like
10 years
Lila
ago maybe.
DuBois. She has a heist
Yeah,
one
she
where they
has.
hide out in a sex club.
She has a
So
couple.
there's
Fun.
two or three books in that series now, I think. Yeah. So
Yeah, Janice
fun.
Whittaker has a heist series as well. It's like one of her earlier books. It was very enjoyable. I
Okay,
like
what do you
to do
got, Leah?
heists. My last one is Jareth, the Goblin King from the Labyrinth. Need I say more?
A daddy. An asshole and a daddy.
And he
It's.
has that cock piece.
Yeah. Okay,
But
my
also,
last
David
one
Bowie is just super pretty.
is two sides of a coin. It is Naps and Fuzzy Cuddle Buddies.
Is that Stanley?
No, it's Ollie.
It's hard to tell.
It's Ollie Fred.
Oh, cute.
But Naps, like, give your. Hear me out. You deserve a nap today. You have earned a nap.
You might have earned a nap.
Take
Better
the
yet, do a
naps.
coffee nap. Make yourself a tiramisu cold foam cold brew. Enjoy that. Nap for 25 minutes, and then you'll feel better the rest of your day.
Take the
You're
nap.
not wrong. I'm not a big napper.
Take a nap. Lindsay, we will save our, because I have five more, but we will save them for the next Hear Me Out cake.
I'll have real hear me out stuff.
No, yours were
Yours were
good.
great. I
I
loved all yours.
thought going the direction you went was great.
Yeah, I could do a lot more. A whole lot more.
Oh, so those are Hear Me Out cakes. Yeah, I mean, I think we all, there's some chaos, cute
There's some
puppies,
theme.
there's some themes, but it's all worth it.
Is.
So it's been a minute since we did this.
It's that
It's that
time
time.
for Book
Book of
of
the
the
Week.
Book
It's
of the Week
Book of the Week
time.
time. Lindsay, what's your Book of the Week?
I read Across the Vanishing Sky by Katherine Cowles, and you know what? I really liked it.
Did you?
Dare I say, I think it might be my favorite by her.
Oh.
Okay, well, that just bumped up
I have
on
not
my.
read her for a hot minute. I keep wanting to go
I
back.
didn't love her last series. I mean, I didn't hate it. It's just like, this is not, you know, like how she usually repeats tropes and whatever in her books. This was very fresh and different. The biggest notable difference is like the heroes in the series, their father was a serial,
Killer, murderer.
I don't know. Are we allowed to say that on the podcast? A serial.
Yes.
Killer. I don't know. I don't know the content rules. But yeah,
There
so
really aren't
their
any.
father is a serial killer, so they're all like deeply damaged in individualized ways. And that's pretty, I mean, usually her heroes are slightly damaged, but they're real damaged. So that's fun. But the actual story, like, it's very different than like the way her plots typically move. The female main character, she's upended her whole life because her best friend went missing, and that's pretty much like the mystery component. I don't want to give away too much, but it was just really, really good. I think you both would actually really like it.
I'm gonna bump it up on my TBR.
It has been on my radar since it came out, but it's one of those things where like I have to be in the mood to read your
Yeah.
books, but
Well, and I was hesitant because I didn't want a wash repeat feel to it.
it doesn't. The last series definitely did. I've like waited long enough to read the last series to where
I
just
think I
got
read
really
one of
irritated.
hers
Like
in the
the
last
you
series.
did. We did
Yeah,
together.
we read like the first two, and then I finished it way after the last books came out. And it was good. Like I didn't have a pro it's just like typical
It was
Catherine
classic,
House. Like it's
Catherine.
reliably good. But it's like definitely with her formula. This is
A
a
little bit
little bit
different.
different.
Okay. Leah, what's your book of the week?
So I've still been in like a book haze, we'll call it, because I have been reading, but my book of the week is actually a novella from ML Philpott. It's her Egg Hunt. It was like it's very Easter themed. But it's ML Philpott's Egg Hunt. Like the main characters, one of them, they were friend-ish in high school, and the heroine has moved back home after some stuff that happened, and he is very into the chase, and she is into the chase, but he doesn't know that she's into the chase until he overhears something. And so the chase is on. It's
Okay.
very classic ML Philpott with the way that she creates the primal kink and things like that. Consent is important in those things and all of that, and like the way that it's dealt with. But I really like enjoyed the storyline because the heroine comes home, like her ex-boyfriend also is moving home, but they did not have a good breakup, and like it's kind of plays the story itself kind of falls along like why she moved home and how the ex-boyfriend like is the cause of it and things like that. And Jace, it like saves her like as the book progresses, but it was fun. It was short. It was kinky. It was
Okay.
delightful.
So I read X Marks the Stalker by K.N. Wilder.
Oh, did you like
It
it?
was wild.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun short. It felt short. I don't think it's that short, but it was a good short read. Fantastic banter and wit. Oakley the FMC, she is sassy. She's candy obsessed.
Okay.
This is a little bit more sexy times than story times.
Sometimes that works,
And
though.
reading the trigger content warnings was again wild. So read those before you go in because
This is not a book for
it's
everybody.
not a book for everyone. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Was what you
It was
needed.
a dark, sexy, delightful piece. It is in the vein of Nevessa Allen, but more sexy, more erotica almost. And I really, like, as I was reading it, I kept thinking she actually, I thought, was a better writer than Nevessa Allen. But she just relied so heavy on the sex and the chemistry that that's where things kind of got lost in translation. Overall, 4-star read. I really did enjoy it, and it read super, super fast.
Did you eyeball it?
I did. I eyeballed it.
That's impressive, Beck.
It is impressive, I know. Okay, Patreon update. Patreon is back on this month. If you want to support the podcast and help us bring you episodes, you can join our $5 tier and help us keep the mics on. As far as Patreon extras, not yet. Just not yet. I'm sorry. Just not yet. Lots of people responded and offered help. At this moment, I can't even think that far in advance, but it's on because it does help us. Nobody makes any money from the Patreon. It pays for the software, it pays for the website, it pays for the, the RSS feed and all of that kind of stuff. So it helps take a little extra out of so it doesn't come out of our family budget. But for a lot of years Mike did support this podcast, so we turned it back on. I would like to welcome new Patreon member Daphne. We had a new member join us over the weekend. Welcome to the podcast. We are super happy to have you here and be a part of all of our chaos. The Discord is super active. There's always lots of fun stuff going on over there. Jen Ellen keeps us super up to date on all the covers. I love
She
it.
does.
I see covers I haven't seen yet, and I'm so excited when we go over there and scroll. You can find out more information about our Patreon at patreon.com/bookcaseandcoffee. And that's it for this beautifully chaotic, slightly alarming, hear me out cake. What?
We didn't do our weather update.
We don't need it. It's spring. We did. We talked about how hot it is in New Mexico.
This is true.
And it rained on the ice cream date.
It was cold,
It was cold.
but not cold by anybody else's standards, cold by my standard.
I mean, today was a
60
lovely
degrees
day.
cold.
It did, it started out cold and then it warmed up.
It's spring. There's
We
no
had
chaotic
big
weather.
storms and stuff over the weekend.
Yeah.
Well,
We had
Bonnie said it's snowing at her house.
no winter.
No winter.
Zero winter here.
No.
None. It is now summer and sometimes cold.
And sometimes cold. So let us know in the comments who are your most unhinged fictional crushes or hottest takes.
Honestly, the weirder, the better
We know you've
people.
got them. Don't lie. The space is safe, mostly.
It's safe.
Don't forget, we'll be back here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our review and discussion of The Huntsman by Naima Simone. And trust us, you're going to want to tune in for that one. I think that this is one of those books that we all just really loved.
Oh my God, it's so good.
So it'll be a really good conversation. Just a heads up, we'll be off next Sunday, April 5th, for Easter. Even chaos needs a holiday. It's not so much Easter because we're not religious, but it's birthday week and spending some. Mike has a bunch of time off from work because of the holiday and stuff,
Because of
so
Easter, yeah.
yeah. So until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.